at AlkaVision.com today.
So you have to love this, Ahmadinejad. Or Ahmed the Jihad, as we affectionately call him, is saying that the Middle East leaders need to heed those calls for change, need to pay attention. Oh, really? Probably because he's getting a little skittish at this point, looking what's happened in Tunisia. Very small, but it worked, right? Egypt, which was a huge explosion, and Libya, which is practically on fire. Gaddafi's lucky he still has his head on his shoulders, and who knows where it ends up. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney with a jam-packed hour here of America tonight. We ping and pong and zig and zag and however you want to describe it all over the place. It's like a bumper car gone wild. And you can be part of the action on the overnight highway, throwing in your 2 cents in a couple of different ways. It's AmericaTonight.net. Go there. That takes you to Facebook, Twitter, and more importantly, you get to vent your thoughts by shooting us an email. We have chat thanks to our pals, Pal Talk. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, same thing. All roads take you there. You'll see the show. I have my U.S. Open cap on from, sadly, 2001. 9/11 happens, and it was a week before when I was in the city watching the tennis matches. Going by on the train, by the way. Looking over at the World Trade Center, it's no joke. So I keep this hat, even if it falls apart. It's just a hat that I had from that. So hello, America, and beyond the borders. I know that there's people listening to us all over the place, and you have a chance to be a part of it through the chat, too. And I know a lot of you have thoughts on Wisconsin and unions and whether or not the government's going to shut down and you're not going to get your Social Security check and you're not going to get your check from the IRS as soon as you had hoped. I wonder if they're going to push the date on when those taxes are due. They already pushed it once because of the weekend, but now it may end up getting pushed back again. And that's if there is a federal shutdown. Because of the personalities involved, another week off, I think if there is going to be a shutdown, whether it's a handful of days or 6 days like it was before, I'm not sure. 6 days, much more catastrophic than just a day or two, right? Yeah, I think so. So coming up, let me give you a little bit of the menu. We will talk about Libya. How long do you think it is before Gaddafi is gone out totally history? Wisconsin saw a great cartoon the other day, just kind of funny, where you had two robbers. Picture this. They have masks on and their little hats on. One guy has a gun in his hand, and the bubble above him is saying, just think of us as public employees engaged in collective bargaining. And then you have a cheesehead with the T-shirt that says, Wisconsin taxpayer. Wow. That kind of says it all, doesn't it? I think so. Here's what the governor, the latest from the governor, who, by the way, was prank called and kind of revealed a few things to a liberal online guy. He thought he was talking to one of his billionaire friends. Here's what Governor Scott Walker said as to the budget. And, hey, if we don't do something, we're stuck because how are we going to solve our budget problem? Here's what he said.
This measure passing is critical to balancing the next state budget. We can't afford to have anybody laid off. Adding to those numbers is unacceptable. But unfortunately, we'll have little or no other choice if those Senate Democrats continue to hold out.
Yeah, so you get it there, right? I'm holding up the cartoon, by the way, if you go to the website so you can see it. I thought it was hilarious with the guy with the cheese head on and the gun pointed at him. Yeah, crazy. That's pretty much summing up what's happening, not just, I think, in Wisconsin. I think it's going to get worse in other places. And it depends on your point of view. Pro-union, anti-union, sick of it, thinking that the unions need to be broke, especially in this case. And like the governor saying, hey, where are we coming up with this dough? You want 6,000 people to lose their jobs? Or this is all about just busting up the union, saving money, and screwing with the little guy. And you know my thoughts on this. We've gone through it over and over and over again. Okay, also, too, quickly, P.J. Crowley, the mouthpiece, one of them anyway, when Hillary Clinton isn't around. She was around earlier with President Obama talking about the Libya situation. They're being very cautious because there are Americans who are stuck that they're trying to get out of Tripoli and other parts of Libya, so they don't want to completely unload. But they talked about options and sanctions, at least P.J. Crowley did. Here's what he said on Libya being on fire in the Gaddafi deal.
We have a range of options available to us. We'll be looking at those options and consulting broadly in the coming days. That certainly includes looking at sanctions that could be imposed either bilaterally or multilaterally.
That's kind of doublespeak, isn't it? Do you think he told us anything in those few moments? That's Washington or Potomac doublespeak. That's what it is. We're looking at other options. That's what you have to do. That's how you have to get elected. All right, David in Texas, batter up. You're the first man out of the gate. What's happening? David in Texas. He lost his voice. Don't tell me you have stage fright. All right, David in Texas. We're going to have to let you slide, buddy. Call back, and we will get you on the show. Coming up around the bend, a couple of things. We're going to lighten the load, give you some of that oddball, crazy news. News you can abuse, I like to call it. How about birthdays? Who's celebrating a birthday? Blowing out yet another candle on the cake. We'll do that. And the headers. Besides some of the buzz that I already gave you, things that we're talking about, things that we're all concerned about, frankly, let me fill in the blanks a little bit more. How about that? Does anyone care about Lindsay Lohan? Do you know I got 10 emails on the Lindsay Lohan deal and what I thought was going to happen with the judge? And would she end up doing any kind of jail time, or would she pick up trash on the side of the road? I think that I don't even pay attention to the situation, but by all accounts, it looks like this judge is trying to scare her. One more time, young lady, and this is what we're going to do. She's got a couple of weeks to decide if she's going to fight or take a plea. She's got a felony grand theft case, a crazy thing about taking a necklace from a jewelry store. Why, with all the money she has, would she walk out with a $2,500 necklace? I don't get it. It's a dingy situation, and who cares? Who cares? We have bigger things, like these are some of the headlines that I think have people taking pause. Life is so short, you never know when your time's up, and what a way to go, and what a sad thing for the people in New Zealand, the earthquakes. We were talking the other day about the insurance and the buildings and how really everything has to be rebuilt in Christchurch because the earthquake has also damaged too many of the buildings. I wouldn't trust going inside them. The death toll, pretty much almost 100. They're still looking for 230 people, give or take. And the people are shell-shocked. I mean, they're shell-shocked. They might as well have been hit by a bomb. That's what it looks like. And that's the reaction of many who are combing through the streets looking for clues as to where maybe, just maybe, they may have the person that's missing in their life that found an air pocket somewhere, and they just need to dig underneath the earth a little bit and be able to find them. That time is ticking away, though, because now when you get into a couple of days, that makes it pretty, pretty tough. Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
All right, coming up here on ATN, as promised, we're going to go to the lighter fare. Something I think that might get a chuckle or two out of some of you, I hope, anyway. And we have birthdays plus this day in history. How many people are a fan of history? Oh, look at all the hands going up, all the hands across America. Of course, you know, the whole thing about history repeating itself, what have we learned from history? Fascinating. I think in our lifetime, if you're a fan of history and you read every possible little tidbit about pick a war, pick a circumstance, pick a politician, okay, maybe not, pick whatever that relates to history in some way, not just American history, and you just couldn't get through it. You just could not possibly get through it. And so I think there's always something to be learned if we go backwards in time. And it's funny because I believe in people's personal lives, it's better to go forward. You know, forget looking in the rearview mirror about the ex-wife who cleaned you out, who made you furious, who made you hate women or whatever, and vice versa for women with the ex-husband or circumstances or bitter job situation, whatever. Forget about that. Just look forward. Don't look in the rearview mirror. But when it comes to things that matter for our survival or passing things on to kids, yeah, it's good to go through the history. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a ton to jump to. I will say this. I'm just going to quickly breeze through a couple of the headlines, because if you just tuned in and say, well, who gives a crap? Why should you tell me about birthdays? I don't want to know about birthdays. I want to know about Libya. All right, Libya, right now, Gaddafi, unless something has happened in the last few minutes, is still digging his heels in the sand, so to speak, because he refuses to leave as the revolt continues and gets worse and worse and worse. It really has. You got cities, major cities, not just Tripoli, and towns close to the capital that are falling. That's what they're calling it. It's falling. It's true rebellion. It's probably the biggest one to date of what's happened in the Middle East. So he's holed up. You got militiamen roaming the streets, tanks guarding the outskirts of these cities and towns. But this is not going to end peacefully for Gaddafi. He either bolts, or he's forced out, or he's flat out killed. I mean, that's the three options. Which one is he going to pick? Three options. That's it. That's it. All right, here's the other thing that infuriated me today, although I believe they did get the right guy, and he wasn't just a dummy they threw out there to appease the United States. We know about the slaughter of the ICE agent, who was only in his early 30s, who grew up in Brownsville, Texas, right on the Mexican border, always wanted to go into the business, had a father that was in law enforcement, lost his life, shouldn't have, when he was headed to Mexico City with another agent. So Mexican soldiers arrested an alleged Zeta drug cartel guy who confessed to killing Jaime Zapata and injuring his friend who was with him. But was it a case of mistaken identity? That's what he's trying to say. We didn't know. I didn't know. That's what happened. It's too late for that, as Jaime Zapata is 6 feet underground. And I think now it's time to shut up and arm anybody in law enforcement, DEA, whoever, ICE guys, all those people, all of them. If they're going to be in Mexico, they're on U.S. business, U.S.-Mexican business, they got to be armed. You got to lift that 1990 archaic rule that our guys can't be armed. Now all bets are off with these drug cartels, because I don't care. They say mistaken identity, and maybe it was, but I won't buy that on face value. I think this was a wake-up call. That can't happen. That rule has to change, absolutely. And then we've said this now a couple of times. New Zealand, it's sad. The earthquake toll, almost 100. Still people are missing. Hopes are pretty much fading of finding survivors on Thursday. I mean, here you are Thursday. But maybe there's a miracle or two. You can't completely give up, I think, at this point. But it's going to be about rebuilding and really tearing down the buildings that are shaky because of the magnitude of the two quakes within a six-month period. All right, let's go to some other things that I would call lighter fare, if you will. And maybe you won't even think it's lighter fare, but I think you'll laugh. It's Boston. There's a snake on a train. Imagine. So Boston transit folks want Melissa. See, you thought I was going to say a guy's name. Melissa Morehouse to pay $650 after her pet boa got away on the T. She lost her 3-foot pet Penelope about a month ago on the Red Line subway. It was spotted by another passenger earlier this month, captured by a worker, and Morehouse wants to pick up the tab for cleaning and disinfecting the car, but says she's just happy to get her snake back. So she's got to pay $650. Do you think it costs $650 to clean a subway car thanks to Penelope, the 3-foot boa? Does that seem high? How do they clean the car? What are they doing to clean the car? Throwing some bleach on it? I mean, on the floor? I don't know. All right, how about this one? Denver and its parking tickets. Nobody likes parking tickets, right? But the city is saying they might have to void about $1 million worth of tickets because they had tickets that were issued by two city workers who weren't authorized to write them. They didn't have the special police officer status that you need to issue a parking citation. Each wrote up about 100 tickets a day, and they're looking for some legal advice. They may refund the parking fines. Wow, wouldn't that be a great break if you were one of those people? By the way, you don't have to pay your parking tickets because the idiot that wrote it wasn't really certified to do that. All right, I'm all about the whales in Hawaii. If you ever go to Hawaii, try to go during whale season. It makes it that much sweeter. And it was a rare sight for some tourists in Hawaii. They got to witness a humpback whale giving birth at Whaler's Cove. The resort general manager said the mama whale pushed the newborn to the surface to show the calf to the world. It almost looked like that. And there were people that felt incredibly blown away by being there at the right time and the right place. The whale stayed in the area for a few hours before swimming away. See, that's what happens. There's no guarantee you're going to see whales, and especially to see a humpback doing that. Wow, that's incredible. I'd say that was a pretty unique experience. All right, quickly, let's jump to birthdays. Do we have any birthday music, Maestro? We do. Donovan Madsen, you are so good, right on cue. Oh, I wish I could train my husband to be that good, right on cue. Okay, so I'm leaving that alone. February 24th, who's having a birthday? Billy Zane, 45 years old. You know, Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, she's 1 year older, 46. Eddie Murray, a Baltimore Orioles first baseman who was a stud in his day. He had 500 career home runs, 55 years old. Sadly, Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Computer, because, you know, he's pretty sick. He's celebrating his 56th birthday. Also celebrating a birthday, George Thorogood, fat of the bone, blues singer. Biggest hit was the one I was just trying to throw down for you, fat of the bone, in 82. 61 years old. Joe Lieberman, I wonder why he stepped away. Connecticut senator, soon to be former, 69 years old. Yeah, he said he was ready to retire. I can see why. If you're celebrating a birthday, geez, happy, happy birthday to you. Make it count. February is a great time to have a birthday, particularly at the end of February, because you own it. You don't have a lot of holidays bumping into you, like other people have to contend with the Christmases, the Thanksgivings, the 4th of Julys, all that sort of stuff. You own it. Hang with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The governor of Wisconsin is now a household name for a couple of different reasons. One, because of the explosion that's happened in the past week with all of the demonstrators, the union demonstrators who are part of the blowback on the collective bargaining agreements, part of the anti-union bill that sits in wait. The governor wants it done, wants this to be over with, so that he says, you know, hey, we got to save what's left in Wisconsin. Otherwise, we're going to end up dumping 6,000 jobs. You have the Democrats who bolted because they didn't want to, they wanted to be able to drag things out, and they didn't want to have to take any kind of a vote. They didn't want to be involved in that, so this was the way to do it. And there are people that are talking about, well, if you go, you know, AOL on your job, shouldn't they be punished? Are they getting paid to just go hang out somewhere else? At what point do they have to be reeled back in? And there's all kinds of questions about the manipulation that's going on. Now they've had to beef up security. So of course, that means spending more money because of all the people that are on the Capitol. From one perspective, no matter where you fall on this, no matter where you, whether you think, oh, bust this union crap up, this is ridiculous, taxpayers are bearing the brunt of it, so welcome to our world. Or if you think this is ridiculous, how can you just throw the teachers out on the street this way, and they've got families, and how far along are they on the scale of their career, and to just toss them out, in other words, where already you've got to cut teachers, and then to toss them out in a sense, because how are they going to make up the money that they have to make up that they normally count on from the union, you know, there's all shades of this. Now, there's flat-out anti-union people and flat-out pro-union people. We know this. We've been down this road many times, many, many, many times. Well, the governor was pranked. He was pranked. And, I started to think about prank calls and how many people have been the victim of a prank call. Where it's like your buddy trying to get your goat can be funny. But it could also be, sometimes they can be brutal, they can be nasty. In the case of the governor, it was exposing him. Let me just set this up for you. Governor gets on the phone. For 20 minutes, he's talking to who he thinks is somebody who's a big supporter and supposedly a friend, conservative billionaire David Koch. But it was actually the editor of an online newspaper that happened to be liberal, so anti-union. The conversation really turned toward ways that the governor was describing that he could use what they could do to pressure Democrats to come back to the state house, and also revealing that they wanted to plant some people in the pro-union protest crowds, because, 70 to 90,000 people, to stir trouble up, that they were thinking about doing it. The call comes in, his aides allow it, because he's pretty friendly with this billionaire and his brother, not thinking he's, look, this guy pours millions of dollars into conservative political causes, and it happened in Walker's campaign. But how does he get on the phone and talk to him for that long of a period and not realize he's really talking to a guy named Ian Murphy, who I'm sure he has never heard of, who, in fact, is in Buffalo, New York, and runs a little website called Buffalo Beast. Wow. So here is a few minutes of that. We want you to hear what that sounded like. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Scott Walker. Hey, David. I'm good. And yourself? We're actually hanging pretty tough. Amazingly, there's a much smaller group of protesters, almost all of whom are in from other states today. The state assembly is taking the bill up, getting it all the way to the last point it can be at where it's unamendable, but they're waiting to pass it till the Senate's in. But the Assembly Democrats have about 100 amendments they're going through. The state Senate still has the 14 members missing, but what they're doing today is bringing up all sorts of other non-fiscal items, many of which are things that the members in the Democratic side care about. And each day we're going to ratchet it up a little bit. The Senate Majority Leader had a great plan. He told them out this morning. He told the Senate Democrats about, and he's going to announce it later today, and that is the Senate Organization Committee is going to meet and pass a rule that says if you don't show up for two consecutive days on a session day in the state Senate, the Senate chief clerk, it's a little procedural thing here, but can actually have your payroll stop from being automatically deducted into your checking account. And instead, you still get a check, but the check has to be personally picked up, and he's instructing them, which we just loved, to lock them in their desk on the floor of the state Senate. There's one guy that's actually voted with me on a bunch of things I called on Saturday for about 45 minutes, mainly to tell him that while I appreciated his friendship and he worked with us on other things, tell him why I wasn't going to budge. Mainly because I thought he's about the only reasonable one over there. I figured if I talked to him, he'd go back to the rest of the gang and say, I've known Walker for 20 years. He's not budging. His name is Tim Cullen. In his case, I wouldn't call him, and I'll tell you why. He's pretty reasonable, but he's not one of us. So I would let him be. I think he is in a position where he can maybe motivate that caucus, but He's not an ally. He's just a guy. He was in the Senate years ago. He was actually the Senate Democrat leader back in the 80s. And Tommy Thompson hired him to be the head of Health and Human Services. He went into the private sector, made real money, and became a little more open-minded. And last fall, he got elected to the Senate seat he was in 25 years ago. And he's kind of one of these guys who he really doesn't care. He's not there for political reasons. He's just trying to get something done. So he's good to reach out to for me, but he's not a conservative. He's just a pragmatist. Well, I think in the end, a couple of things are, one, I think the paycheck will have an impact. Secondly, one of the things we're looking at next, we'll probably announce in the next day or two, we've been working with our Republican leaders in the legislature, is we're still waiting on an opinion to see if the unions have been paying to put these guys up out of state. We think there's at a minimum an ethics code violation, if not an outright felony. Paying for the senators to be put up. I know they're paying for these guys to be in. No, you can, I mean, people can pay protesters to come in. I mean, that's not an ethics code. But, I mean, literally, if the unions are paying the 14 senators, if they're paying for their food, their lodging, anything like that, we believe at a minimum it's an ethics code violation, and it may very well be a felony misconduct in office because, see, technically, it's not just a political contribution. It is if they're being paid to keep them from doing their job, we think that's there's legally an obstruction, not of justice, but an obstruction of their ability to do their job.
All right, so there you go. That's the governor and a little bit of that conversation. What's interesting is you hear he's doing most of the talking, and that was obviously going to be the setup because he didn't want to have to talk very much, so maybe he would recognize his voice. But still, and I know you couldn't really hear it so much, but you could tell, to me, I listened to the voice, he sounds like a kid. He sounds like a young guy. I don't know how somebody who spent that much money with the governor, yes, he has to shake a lot of hands and talk to a lot of people and all that stuff, but you would think that's the voice that he would recognize. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people don't recognize voices. I recognize voices almost immediately. If you were a great impersonator and you had somebody in my life down cold, you could get it. Of course, you could probably get it by me. But for the most part, I bet that wouldn't happen to me. Not with a recognizable voice that gets you to the phone. In this case, that's what I think is so crazy about the prank call. The fact that the governor didn't pick even right away, hey, how are you doing? Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Boom, he gets right into it, and then he just blurts out everything. He talks about that Tim Cullen guy and saying how, yeah, he made a bunch of a bunch of money in the private sector, comes back. And more importantly, he starts talking about, hey, we might be able to get they're calling them the Fabulous 14 on the Democratic side. The 14 senators who left, and he's saying, well, here's the thing, we might be able to get them because are the unions paying for their food and their lodging and all of that? And then he talked about the fact that they wouldn't get paid, you know. Basically, you got the gist of it. So what's the governor to do with his head and a vice on this prank call? The only thing he can do is just plead the fact that he had no clue that he's not going to let it distract him. He's too busy. And, hey, he was duped. He was duped. Coming back on the flip side, remember, you can always send your thoughts to us. How many times do I say this? To AmericaTonight.net.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fills me with ecstasy.
Twice a month, we are so lucky to have my pal Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, join us on the show because he really is the master. Whatever it is that you collect, something you're curious about, I'm telling you, it runs the gamut. Please feel free. Do it. Don't hesitate to give us a call at 800-259-5791. Or send me a question through chat, because we've got the miracle of chat now. People can see me. I'm waving. And also the email way. You know how to do that, americatonight.net. And we're going to tell you how you can put a letter in the mailbag to Harry with a picture of your item. And what a great way to get his thoughts on what your stuff is worth. Harry, how have you been?
Hey, not bad. Kate, I'm calling you today from Germany.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were in Germany. How was Germany?
Well, I'm having a grand time over here. I made some friends when I was in college. My friend Hans Martin and I go back 51 years, and my friend Udo and I go back 40 years. I went back to graduate school. And it was time to just make a trip and come and visit friends as opposed to running around doing the touristy type thing. Although I have to tell you, it's been great. I got to visit the town of Bremen, which I've never been in before, and we spent a wonderful day there. And yesterday I got over to the Beethoven's birthplace house in Bonn, so that was kind of fun. But other than that, it's just been a good time with family. Unfortunately, the pants don't fit anymore. the food.
Yeah.
Between the food, the wine, and the beer, things have gotten a little out of hand. So, in a way, I need a vacation from the vacation next week.
I love that. What's your favorite dish, German dish?
Oh, I happen to like one of the pepper sauce dishes. I had a big pork piece last night with pepper sauce on it, which is fine with me.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, wow. It's really good. Well, it depends. You know, the thing about it is that there's so many regional cuisines within this country that it's there. I was up in when I was in Bremen, I was at a restaurant called Schroeder's, and there I had some kind of special dish which was like a green, what they call Grünkohl, which is translates out as green cabbage, but mashed up green cabbage, but with four different types of sausages on the top of it. So I had never tried that regional dish, and I must say that didn't make me any thinner either.
I love
that. By the way, changing the subject, though, briefly, they sold a factory mint, unopened copy of the Beatles Butcher cover album the other day. And I know you always like to know about prices out there.
Yes.
In the trenches. Heritage Galleries down in Texas sold at $26,000.
Wow, 26? Is that? Do you think that's a pretty high number?
No, that's a record price.
Wow. Wow, 26. See, people still have money out there, Harry.
This is of course been the big discussion over here. It's becoming a big discussion. I know you talk a lot about it. And Germans are experiencing much the same situation as we are experiencing, where the upper part of our society is getting a greater and greater share of the income, and the bottom is just drop. The difference between the top and the bottom is huge, and there's not a lot of middle. And that's happening here in Germany, too.
Yeah. I got, because I told people you were coming on, and I got an email maybe about a week ago from a guy named Little Joey who said he apologized. He wasn't sure how he could call in because he was going on vacation or whatever, but he asked about, and I never even thought about this, I don't know if we've ever discussed this, he asked about model airplanes. And he has an extensive collection. Would it be worth anything?
Yeah, they can be, actually. We used to tell people that collecting model kits, and Aurora was one of the big names of model kits, but Revell did some and others. We used to tell them that the value was in the kit. That is, the first of all, model kit boxes, whether they're airplanes or cars, are very colorful. So the box is very important to the value. And then we used to say, well, unbuilt was the key. You found it inside with all the pieces, all the instructions, all the decals, and people collected kits. On the other hand, about 5-10 years ago, I picked up a thing that there were people collecting built models. Now, the key to this is they have to be well done. They can't be the kid with a tube of glue and just sticking the stuff together. But if the models are well built, that is to say that they were put together very carefully and the decals are properly applied, there is a market. It's very small. It's largely restricted to eBay and the Internet. But there is, the old days we used to tell people just to junk them, send them to the landfill. And we don't advise that anymore. But I don't think there's huge money in them. Now, on the other hand, there's what they call scratch-built models. These are models that are built from scratch rather than from kits. And some of those can do very, very well, actually.
All right, so that's great.
Yeah, now we're not talking, what are we talking about? We're talking about $5 to maybe $30 to $40 for really high-end stuff. But so we're not talking big bucks here. When I was a kid, a long time ago, but it was very common in the 40s and early 50s to go in a kid's room and see model airplanes hanging from the ceiling. Put together, suspended with a string, and the whole room would be filled with them.
Oh, absolutely. And I know people that, even in their mid-30s, that did the model airplane thing there and ships and everything else. And I guess Joey said his stuff was in pretty good shape. And you say $5 to $40, and he's cleaning out a room that his wife wants him to get rid of to part with some of his stuff. So that'd be nice if he got some cash for that.
Yeah, I mean, where I come from, 5 times 10 is $50, and 5 times 20 is $100.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Harry, it's funny. I had, like, way too many books, and some of them really good books in mint condition, and I sold those, and I made some pretty good money.
Yeah, I think one of the things people don't understand, in fact, this is my big project. When I next talk to you, I'll be in Pennsylvania at the school, wrapping up the packing of the school, and I've got 35,000 things I got to get rid of, so it's terror time at the pits at the moment. I just wrote a column called The Seven Stages of Collecting Grief.
Really?
All the things a collector goes through when he has to get rid of stuff.
I bet. It's tough. I've got something here from one of our chatters, and it's Princess Rosa, and what she said, it's kind of funny, but she has an interesting point. I think I used to have one of these, but she says she has an original Beatles Yellow Submarine sweatshirt from the 60s in excellent condition, size extra large.
Yes, and because of its size, that's a plus, actually. And that could be worth easily in the $75 to $100 range, if not more.
Ooh, okay. So
the thing about the Beatles is that of all the musical groups, and, you know, we used to talk about Elvis collectibles. Elvis collectibles are not anywhere near what they were today, what they were once worth. But the Beatles have sustained their collectability big time. It's really amazing, actually.
Yeah, and the fans, you know, there's stations, you know this, all over the place that have weekends devoted to the Beatles or
yep, absolutely.
Certain
still,
slots.
Still a hot topic. Actually, here in Germany, too.
Really? So the Beatles are still popular?
Oh, yeah, they love the Beatles over here.
Yeah, wow. I've got another one here from, this one's from Paul, and he asked about this a while ago, and I was remiss. First time you were on and we were catching up, I didn't ask you about this. And he said, I'm sorry, I have just a generic question for Harry, Kate, but I collect ball caps, and I have probably, I'm not kidding, I probably have 2,000. I might just donate them to charity, but some of them are pretty cool, and I have all the pro teams that you can imagine, and they're in good condition.
Yeah, and probably donating them to charity is a good thing. You know, surprisingly enough, I've met people with huge cap collections, and unfortunately, there's been no price guide, there's been no books, there's been no checklist. I think they're... problem is that there's so many of them out there that nobody knows how to get a handle on them. Now, if I'm assuming most of his stuff is new, if
right.
he has ball caps predating 75, then I'd look at selling them up on the net.
Yeah, because somebody will want to get the team or the design.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That makes sense. Harry, tell everybody how they can send their stuff to you in the mailbag.
We would like to get some letters in the America Tonight mailbag, and it's really simple. Just send your question to me, Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, please start your question. I listen to you on America Tonight, and give us the name of the station you're listening to, and that way I'll put it in the America Tonight mailbag so when I talk to Kate on the second Tuesday of next week, we'll have your letter in the mailbag.
Awesome. Hey, have a great time in Germany, what's left of it. Next time we talk to you, you'll be at your schoolhouse getting rid of your stuff. We'll talk about that.
All right, you take care. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Harry. Remember, you can always hit us up, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Go to AmericaTonight.net.